All right, let's move quickly. Started? All right. Trailer number one.
All right.
Sorry.
What's the deal with tonight? What's the deal with the soaps and the shampoos and what? Okay. What's the deal with the soaps and the shampoos that you came back? Bear with me. That you came back and you are you able to use them or not? So the soaps and the shampoos make our din on Pesach anyway. It's a chomer lechol hadayis. No one says that you can't use soaps and shampoos even if they're not on the list. So when you come back and you didn't sell them, whatever it is, you can use them anyway. The question is with the aftershaves and the colognes, things like that. So if you didn't sell your colognes or your aftershaves or even some deodorants that have ethyl alcohol in them, you have to check them. If they have ethyl alcohol in them and you did not sell them and you were not mafker them, so it is a shaila of kamas shavu lav pesach, and one should not use them.
But
if you're mafker it, it's fine. If you're mafker and you thought they'd throw it out and you come back and what do you know, it's still there, so that's fine. If you sold it and it's you sold it in the
Simcha
farm,
but then you're ruining your
it's fine. No, if you come, if you knew, if you had in your mind of a pesach, oh great, I got three pies in the freezer, then that's not that wasn't, you were mafker then. But if you come, if you're mafker, told you know, you said kol kamira, right? It was totally button. You come back and what do you know it's there? So then that would be mutter to use.
But when you use it now, you're saying it's not.
That's not true. It's not the mafra. You're a mafra now. You come back. In other words, if someone else takes your pie or someone else takes your aftershave, it's fine because it's not yours. He's able to do that. So if you get ripped off from your boss cologne, so, you know, tough niggas. But lamaisa, that if you get there first, you can retrieve it. And this is, of course, if you didn't sell it and if it's comets. I'm not saying all colognes are comets. If it's comets, if it has ethyl alcohol. So this is only a prat situation, a specific situation.
What?
No, you get all that. All right, what about medication? So medication, if you come back and you have all the Tylenols and the Advils, the mice, those were partial things like anyway. But there are some tablets that have, what's it called? No, it's made. It has like a maltose, a gel. They have a certain type of flax. They have a certain type of wheat. And not wheat, I don't know, something that comes from barley. It's a covering, which is not nifsal mechilas kelev. It's actually, it could be used. So that could be problematic. If you left it in your shelf and you weren't in cellar, you're not mafkir, that may be a problem of comets that was kept over paste. And the same thing is applicable as well to cough syrups, which taste, you know, have a taste again. Like the NyQuil stuff like that, which NyQuil is fine, NyQuil, but those that, again, have ethyl alcohol and are problematic, and you weren't mafkir them, and you didn't sell them, would be a problem. But if not, then, or you sold them, obviously this whole shayla does not exist.
Is there a makel opinion?
Which stores, what?
Is there a makel opinion to be makel?
No, again, it's not really, yes. Ramesh is makel over here. He holds that since in World War II, they used to do is they used to pour like hair tonic and the aftershaves over bread. This was like very ghetto, but they didn't allow alcohol in the army. This is the only way that, since they were able to extract the alcohol from these things, so he considers this, Ramesh says that this is obviously, it was great to eat. Haraya, they did that. And there are many case studies done on alcoholics, by the way, that are able to extract it. So it's, he considers it right. So since if you had this aftershave sitting in your closet over Pesach and you didn't sell it, therefore it could be considered from this. But then again, most of them make the list anyway, so it's not really such an agay shayla. The question is, which stores can you shop at? So ShopRite is clearly over here, ShopRite is fine. The shayla comes up with Stop and Shop. Is that Stop and Shop is owned by a guy. The problem is the suppliers. Comets is owned by a guy over Pesach is fine. It's not comfortable over Pesach. That's okay. The problem is Comets owned by a Jew over Pesach. Now, the problem over here with Comets owned by a Jew is the suppliers, the wholesalers have felt the Stop and Shop. Now, the Stop and Shop gets its supplies from CNS wholesalers, which is, I think, Cohen & Siegel, right. Which is, which is actually quite... Right, you don't get... Right. So Stop and Shop does sell it to Rabbi Tights in Englewood, actually. He does sell the Comets. The only thing is here, now this is important to know, is that Rabbi Tights sells the Comets, which is a multi-million-dollar wholesale business. This CNS. The only thing is that this business still goes on over Pesach. So Rav Moshe has a heter. He says that Lamaisa, I mean, what does that tell you? Like, he sells it, he hands it all over to the guy, he's still doing business, you know, he's still selling macaroni, but it's yours, but he's still, right, you know, dealing with selling challah to Goyim over Pesach. So that could be, so Rav Moshe has a heter. He says, listen, how he gets the business, that could be problematic, but you could use, since it was sold, which it is, Stop and Shop did sell it, so it's fine, exactly. It's his problem, it's not your comments problem. This is, not all price can go with this, so again, Stop and Shop is questionable, but unless, you know, I mean, all these stores anyway, like, it's a selfing, it's very hard to find that, but ShopRite for sure is okay. Price Shoppers and Shores, we're not sure. The problem with Price Shoppers is that it's owned by a Jew. So that could be a problem, unless you had a Mechira. If you had a Mechira, you had a Mechira, but you have the same problem, you have to be Sevek under Moshe.
So when does this go into?
Chumah seems to be till Shavuot. Seems to be till Shavuot. Things have long shelf life. But yeah, I mean, they turns. Listen, you know, you could go to Hart's Market. That's why they owned by a guy. You know, that's why. You know, we're talking about the biggies here. The best is to go to Shabbat till Shavuot if you want to be makel at all days. It's Shabbat Shabbat. You shall me listen. If you have Ramesh to be Samechan, Seatown also would be the same cooler with Ramesh. That even though they sold it and they did business with it, 7-Eleven just sells coffee. And that's it. Osama bin Laden hangs it. The question is, what about showering? Here, let's just go over this question. We didn't get to it. Over yonder. This is already post facto. If you did it, all right? You should have had. The hack is like this. Everyone says you could do, right? You could do the hokey pokey, right? You could stick your right hand in, your left hand in, yada, yada, yada. That's what everyone goes. Lamaisa, people don't understand this. The only time you could do the hokey pokey is with water that was heated before yonder. Right? What does he before Yantiv? No, when we take showers, it's water heated on Yantiv. Because water's coming out, and then more water's coming in, and you're cooking the more water coming in. Right? So I am allowed to cook on Yantiv. But Bishul is only something that's Davar Shavu L'Chol Nefesh. Something that all people do, right? Like smoking. It used to be hundreds of years ago that everyone smoked. So since it's Davar Shavu L'Chol Nefesh, everybody smoked. So everyone was able to smoke. They were able to be maver the ash on a cigarette. So yeah. However, says the Shulchan Aruch that Rechitza, bathing, is not Davar Shavu L'Chol Nefesh. Not everyone bathes. All even, right. I mean, basically, it used to be everyone smoked. And no one showered. You know? Yeah, but that's what happened.
Now it's switched.
So if you're getting rid of smoke, right. You should allow showering.
That's why they
showering.
Didn't have a shot face because of this problem. No, so to say, and you know, I hate to burst everyone's bubble, but there are whole communities nowadays that don't shower every day. I'm saying it happens. You go to Eretz Yisrael, people don't shower every day. So again, let's just hurry this up. Again, showering in hot water, what? It's telling them, listen, no one's going to come against the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Rechitza is not Devash Kolevet. If you go to your rabbi and he says, you know what, you can do it, then you have a psa. I'm not going to say nothing. But in regards to what's written, and Rosh Hashanah Zalman actually raises this issue. He says, I say everyone showers. Okay. But still, the Shulchan Aruch says what the Shulchan Aruch says, and that's the halacha. What you could do is, what? The body parts, yeah, Avram and Aver, it's the Mishabur talks about that, but that's only Mayim Shachmu Mebayyin, that's only water that was heated up before.
So you can't wash your hands in hot water?
Hands and feet, but he says hands, feet, and legs, and not legs, hands, feet, and face, is Davar Shavu L'Chol Nefesh. It's very technical. Dishes is Davar Shavu L'Chol Nefesh. Everyone washes their dishes with hot water. That's fine. Everyone washes their hands. What? Okay, whatever. Mishabur says you can
do that. Yeah, maybe I have to say smoking is Davar Shavu.
All right.
Shulchan Aruch says smoking is Davar Shavu.
Right, okay, I understand. I hear what he's saying. I hear what you're not saying. If you turn off the thing and it doesn't fill up, then yes, you could do Avram and Avram, water that was heated before Yantiv. That's the halacha. If you go to Rav and he says you could do it because nowadays everyone takes showers, that's between you and your paisik and gay gezinter hate. That's the psak. Just issues to take heed of when showering. Okay, so what's the beef with cold showers? Asks Rav Zeid. So Moshe says like this. He says that cold. What about cold shower? Can I take? What about on Shabbos? What does Shulchan Aruch say about taking a cold shower? So he says there are the Sfaradim are makel on this. Sfaradim could take a cold shower because there's no hot water issues. There's no rechitza problem. But the Ramah says that cold water we don't do. So Rav Moshe says that minig of the Ramah not to bathe in cold water. That's only going into a bathhouse. He says, but nowadays they have showers, you have water coming onto you, so to speak, so that's not what the minig is. So Rav Moshe Matris, Malakam Tzarek, he says, he wants to be more makeup, but Malakam Tzarek, if one is, right, walked to bar parking back, or, went to the hotel, and, you walked around your pool or something, so and you get really sweated up, that would be mutter to take a cold shower, totally cold, and trust me, this is not enjoyable, I've done it before. And just to keep in mind what to do when you're taking this cold shower, you could pour the shampoo over your hair, do not. It doesn't have to look like the salsa blue commercial, right? It doesn't have to be like grounded. It could just pour it over. And Shabbos also. This is on Shabbos also. If it's really from Malcolm Sark on Shabbos, one can take a cold shower. You put the shampoo over, no squeezage, right? And health, well, yeah. One should know, if you use Head and Shoulders every day, right. You're not going to be needing it every day anymore. For what? It's very strong. Not really. You should use Johnson & Johnson's baby. All right. No. Whatever. What to do is use a towel to pat dry. Don't squeeze, don't squeeze the, you hear, you can pat dry your arms and your legs, and you can use liquid soap. They say to water it down to go according to old paiskim, because the Ramesha was mocking with liquid soap. But Lamaisa, there are other paiskim, every other paiskim basically says even thick liquid soap is mutter, but you want to go according to old paiskim, you could even make this on Shabbos. You could water down, you could take dial soap and just add water, and that would be fine. There's no iser at all. And you go on the fee, lakal hadeis, so don't read. Let you hear, yeah. See, so it's like, right, like thick, right? It's like really thick. So it just let your hair dry. The rest of your body can pat dry. Don't squeeze it, unless you're like a wolf or something. You know, don't, you know, just like, that would be fine. Oh, from the hair. The towel's just absorbing it. Yeah, you're squeezing the hair from water.
It's very wet.
It's the place you are at. The towel isn't a problem. It's best not. Let it wait. It won't take that long. Get over it. So one should hot water on Yontif is again the only heter is water that was heated before Yontif. You got a heter, then knock yourself out. Lakaladeis, you can take lakaladeis. You can take water that was hit from before.
No.
The cold shower.
What about water that wasn't? You can't.
Once you're not. Right. Unless your rock gives you a suck. Exactly. All right. Let's move quickly. 7 minutes. Let's do all the minig in Yanei Sphira. All right. The mitzvah to count is it should be done after Tzeis of the Kovim, not Bein HaShemashes. If you count the Bein HaShemashes, right? Sometimes people daven Arav early. So the best thing to do is to count again without a bracha later on. Because the Kol HaDeis you should count after. Because there are those Peskim, specifically the Rambam, that holds that it's a Deraisa. Since Bein HaShemashes is Suffolk day, Suffolk night, so we can't be Makel. So once you count later on, that's Negeo. When? What?
Did you make the bracha?
No, then you saved your bracha. You're still going okay, but just say, count again after Tzeis. You should hold off till
after Tzeis.
Yeah. Some people do with the shul. It depends really on your minig. When can you make it up? This is Negeo on Friday night. You have until the next day. You have until the next day Shkia to make it up. In other words, if you messed up, so you can. That's why Ezra says in the morning. He says exactly when what the day was. You should say it in the morning. But you have until Shkia the next day to make it up to save your bracha. Once you went past Shkia the next day and you messed up, sayonara. Yes, you join the club of never having made it before in your life. Right. If what? Should say bro. Yeah. Yeah. What happens if you miss like this? If you miss, listen to someone else making a bracha. That's the best thing to do. Because it's a makalikis. Some say there are places that say even if you miss 10 days, you should make it again. So you should listen to someone else make the bracha, and you can't. He can't be here to your counting. You must count yourself. You for sure have to count, no matter what. No matter if you miss 20 days in a row. You must, the 21st day, you must count. Without a bracha, but you must count. And the best thing is, because it's a makalikis. Some say it's.
It's a big hack.
They all discuss it.
Every day, right?
Some people. It's another schmooze. It's another entirely different.
Some people say it's every day.
Yeah. It's totally. All right. What happens? What if you say the days? One day. What? Yeah. He has in mind. He has to be in mind to have in mind to be IT. You gotta ask the cousin. What happens if you say the days? Let's go. Let's move. What if you say people? What if you say the days? If you say the days and you don't say the weeks, yeah. If you say the days and you don't say the weeks, you are yaitzah. But again, you should count again with the weeks to do it again. You have to weeks without the days. You're not yaitzah. Weeks without the days. You're not.
What if you even say weeks?
So then you say it again. Say it again without a brocha.
What if like last night where it was exactly 2 weeks?
So you have the mitzvah on the day. One must say the day. The question is, if someone asks you, what happens if someone comes over to you during Bein HaShemashes and says, by the way, what day it is, and you say 15. So everyone always gets all nervous. You have to say yesterday was 20, and then you get all confused, and 3 days from now is this day. You're able to say the day as long as you don't say Hayyam. As long as you don't say today is 15, you could say 15. What's the number today? You could say 15. That's fine. Or you could even say today is 15 as long as you have in mind not to be late, but that's already more complicated.
What? Okay. Well, I just said it. Oh my gosh, oh God.
No, you should say the days. You have to say them. You have to say them. So that's fine. That's not counting. Exactly. But you could say the number. It's just much easier. It makes life simpler. All right. What are the different? And by the way, you can count in any language. If you don't understand Hebrew, understand it. And if you still don't understand it, then you should, because you're not Yaitzin. All right. Listen, this is important. The four minhagim are like this. Okay, listen up. Okay, because these questions come up 8 billion times. 1 second. Okay, yeah, but Sphira is nothing to do with not shaving. Okay, Sphira is counting up to Kabbalah Sotah. Okay, that's Sphira. There's a minigavelis during Sphira that we don't shave and don't listen to music. But that has nothing to do with Sphira. So you ask him good. The minute the Mahagim are like this, this four Mahagim. There's Shimi Kan is not here. I can't believe Shimi Kan is not here. He's the only one of the yeshiva, I think, that keeps Minig Arizal. Minig Arizal is that, yeah, that you don't shave the entire sphere from the beginning of Pesach until Shavuos. Oh, you want some?
I don't.
Oh, you have another. All right, okay. You for the entire beginning of Pesach.
Sorry.
All right, we'll go around the table and everyone will feel good about themselves. All right.
I don't know how to wear them, but I can go farther.
Okay, let's move on. If you hold Minig Arizal, so tell Shimi the Lag Ba'Omer, you cannot shave. Lag Ba'Omer for every other minig is like get out of jail free, basically, except for Minig Arizal, right? And the Sfarim. There's three. The Menhagim like this. No, okay. Rav Ben Ari here. Well, Lamed Dalet is your day. Lamed Dalet, okay? We have Lamed Gimel, okay? And then the fourth minig. So again, there's Lamed Gimel from Pesach to Lamed Gimel, which is most of us, okay? Pesach to Lamed Dalet, which is those people that eat grasshoppers. And then there's also from Rosh Kodesh till Shavuos. Now this is important. If you're holding the second minig, and a lot of people are, if you hold the second minig from Rosh Kodesh until Shavuos, and you don't shave on the 2 days of Rosh Kodesh, if you don't shave tomorrow and the next day, and I just forgot the Leviyava. Can't believe. If you don't shave tomorrow and the next day, you could shave on Shleishis and Megbala, because the main thing is you get 33 days. Again, for Reb Olam here, who's holding either from Ashkodesh till the end, or from the beginning till Lamed Gimel, it's 33 days. That's the main thing. The question is, everyone wants to know, can I switch whenever I want? So according to Moshe, you can. He holds because it's not switching Minhagim. It's that you're holding 33 days of Elis. It's a different angle. It's a different 33 days, but it's the same 33 days of Elis. Why 33 days is a whole thing, because they died on the days that we don't say Tachlan. The kids, it's 33 days, so according to Moshe, one could switch and swap whichever year he wants. If we're keeping, for those of you that aren't shaving until like Bomer, which seems to be, judging from the goatees, most people here, if you have a wedding, and there are weddings tonight, now some people left, one is able to attend, or Moshe is able to attend, and he holds, other places come up early, like they say don't dance, they say leave after the kuppah, but Moshe holds, once the wedding is being done, the heter, because the wedding people, the cousin and kala, are holding that they have till Rosh Chodesh, till tomorrow, till tonight, right? Till tonight, right? They have till tonight. They could listen to music. So once the wedding is done, beheter, everything is done, beheter, and you can dance and sing and cha cha cha.
Can you
shave for the wedding? The shave for the wedding is a stretch. If you wouldn't go otherwise, but like, I mean, you know, get over yourself. Like, you're not gonna go unless I can shave. Don't be so vain. What?
Everyone takes
So why is Kalamite? Because the Yontif is free because there's no avail on Kalamite. So whoever went to the alumni concert, starring myself, and I just want to see the blank expression. No, I'm telling them. Right? If you went to the alumni, you went to the circus, right? So then that would be, and you heard music. That's mutter lekol, right? Lekol hadayim. Because you can still count the 33, right? That's why it's more kedai for music speaking to keep the first minute, because you get kalamoy free and you're not shaving anyway.
Just one second. You can't shave, right?
Right. So
why can you not shave?
And listen to music. It's totally a different. After. All right. Let's just quick. Three more questions. If you go to work, can you shave? Or Moshe gives a heta for this. Now this is important. If you're going, I heard someone said he wanted to say about college. Someone wanted to say bad dating. Listen, if she can't get over the fact that you're keeping a minig Yisrael here, then move on. You know. If what? So what about Erev Shabbos? So the mice I'm holding because of a Malcolm Hefsid, right? So I'm able to shave. I'm going to work. What about Friday? Friday there's no Malcolm Hefsid, right? There's no work. So people seem to be like to shave. I don't know why. I heard B'Shem of Yaakov that you shouldn't. And it seems to be those that come from Europe, the minig was that they don't, because it's minig Avelis. Okay, so you have to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you gotta shave, fine. And also, it's not just everyone that goes to work. If you're in a Hamish pizza store, and you know, everyone will get over the fact that you don't shave, you don't have to, one should not shave. It seems to say from the tshuva, but Malcolm Hefsid. So you judge accordingly what that means. If you lose money, if you don't come in and shave, I don't know what, each accordingly. I guess according to what his job is. They won't cut his nails on Sfira 100%, 1 million percent mutter. There's no problem. One should not get confused between Sfira and between the 3 weeks, which is also why people always want to go shopping. Yes, you could go shopping during Sfira. You could risk it. The Mishnah Berurah says that you can make a shachianu, which is, we buy a new suit and make a shachianu, according to some. So people want to be medayik, he says, in this domain, that if it comes your way, you could do it, but maize lekatkila, you should. So people make that dig. They say that maybe lekatkila, don't go shopping. But Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I heard, says, like, he says lekatkila. That's the way he understands it. So one can lekatkila go shopping and make his purchases at the candy machine. I just wanted to say that. Oh, here's the last question. Last two questions. Can you listen to music from a tape recorder? So here's the hack. No one talks about music in the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, meaning the Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about music.
That's a year
I guess
round.
That's exciting. Okay.
Isn't that a year round?
Lamaisa, 1 second. I guess, just 1 second here, Yoko. So, Shulchan Aruch doesn't talk about music. Shulchan Aruch talks about dancing.
What's
Michaelis? So, Michaelis is my grandfather, he says. Whatever. Yeah, you know. Dancing, whatever, we could be Michaelis, but I don't know. Okay, it's Michaelis. Okay, it's not a play. Okay, last two questions here. Can you listen to music clearly, or Misha? So the one who comes along and says music is aser, it's like a kiddush in a way, is there Misha? The Aruch HaShulchan says musical instruments is aser, right? Please Emmer is aser. So clearly music across the board is aser. So now brings us to the final question. What about the wonderful sphere tapes, the a cappella, etc., etc.? Can I listen to that? So we're not discussing hashkafa, if it's hashkafically you're trying to beat the system. Halacha. What is the halacha? Now there's a very good side to listen to this, because lamaisa, I'm able to sing Zmiris on Shabbos. I'm able to sing. So if I can sing, let me sing on a tape, and I won't. It's not klezmer, it's not music, right? So maybe that should be mutter. So maybe what? No, sure, I'm saying I'm able to sing on Monday, Tuesday. You know, I'm able to sing, so it's just singing on a tape. So there's a good svara. Lamaisa, there are two akronim that talk about this. Tzitz Eliezer, thank you, AY, wherever you are, for bringing this in. We have inaugurated the Tzitz Eliezer for this psak. Tzitz Eliezer is machmer. So for all those that made their leif tahar bitachon sphere tape purchases, they'll have to hold off a little bit and just move on. Or a cappella experience, whatever it is, you'll just have to, or listen to me sing, right? That'll make anybody depressed. Then that would be, it would be, according to Tzitz Eliezer, he says he's machmer. His reason is like this. He says, since rikudim brings you to simcha, dancing brings you to simcha, so the same thing, he says, this stuff is going to bring you to simcha, this a cappella is going to bring you to simcha. One second. Don't worry. Life is not over here yet. The Shevet Alevi says like this. The Shevet Alevi says, he has a different story. He says, Zimmer demana, Zimmer from an instrument is aser. So once I sing, even though it's without music, listen to this, this is this part. Once I sing without music and I put it onto the tape recorder, so now it has a din of like a klezmer almost. It's a din of klezmer. Even though it's only singing, it's a din of klezmer. As you thought of a great nafkamina between the two svaras. If you hold it, it's because of simcha, so you can't listen to the cantata, right? When you listen to your camp's cantata, right? Very depressing, usually, right? But if it's the reason is because it's in a tape recorder and it has a din of a klezmer, so it's also either way. So that would be the nafkamina between the two svaras, I think. Either way, the Shevet Alevi, no, let me just finish up. The Shevet Alevi says, and I heard B'Shem Shlomo Zalman also, that if a person, if for mental health reasons, if he needs to listen to music, one can even listen to slow songs with music. You are paiskim, but don't run away with his head there. Obviously, for B'nai Torah, I spoke to many Rabbanim, Rabbi Forrest, Rabbi Breuer, they all said, for B'nai Torah, he says, you know, you listen to music. I mean, because he says, clearly there's two paiskim, the Tzitz Eliezer and the Shevet Alevi, they're the contemporaries, they say they aser a cappella. So a cappella seems to be aser. I didn't make the tapes. So he says, specifically, Shevet Alevi says, Lamaisa, the Nashim, the women need to hear it sometimes, they get down, etc., yada yada. We'll discuss the mental health statistics later. But Lamaisa, if a person needs it, he has to judge individually. If you need it, you need the a cappella. If you're that down, Lamaisa, obviously, we encourage you once again to enter therapy. And also, you can listen to it, but if not, you can do without it. Once you leave without it, once you try as well during this time to be Nayi Kavod Zebizeh as to stop any of these tragedies from happening. Kali Israel, thank you for coming, and thank you for listening.